Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today, we're going to start with Psalm 44, verses 1 through 8, starting with verses 1 through 8. We've heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand, you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You're my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you, we push back our enemies. Through your name, we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies, and you put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we praise your name forever. You know, most of the time, it's in our failure when we see God most clearly. When things are going well, we're lulled into thinking that we are steering the ship. After all, it was our wisdom, our leadership, our decisiveness that delivered the success. Or so we think. But failure shows up. And it shows us how weak and vulnerable we really are. Today's psalm was written after Israel suffered a devastating defeat. With a clear perspective, the song begins by praising God for past victories. Israel remembered that the strength of their army had not brought triumph, neither their archers nor swordsmen brought home the win. It was God who delivered the success and put the adversaries to shame. No one is fond of failure, but sooner or later, all of us are going to experience failure. And when we do, we're going to be reminded that we are weak and we're vulnerable. If you're experiencing the fallout of failure, it's time to review God's past work in your life. The same God who brought home the victories yesterday is the same God who is able to bring home the victory today. Father, you are my God and you are my King. I am weak and vulnerable. You alone are the only one who can deliver me from my self-inflicted failure and bring victory. Thank you for what you have done in my past. Now I trust you to do the work in my life today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.